Who am I? How did I get here? Well, you more than anybody should know the answer to that question. She had just turned 22, long dark hair and perfect features, piercing brown eyes that seemed to look right into your soul. Athletic, gorgeous. You created me. Am I looking into your soul now? Am I? Wow, I guess that stuff really works. So all you do is type the words here and it shows up on the screen. Ha! Huh. So interesting. What do you mean I can't be real? Of course I'm real. And every time you type up one of your little stories, those things really happen to me. Why can't this be happening? Words have power. Words have magic. Why do you think people have been writing spells and incantations for all those centuries? When you put energy and intention into your words and create something, it becomes real. When enough people start to believe it, it manifests. It comes into the world. What do you call this magic box? Computer. Interesting. This is some powerful magic. I just click this button and things appear on the screen. Ooh, what's this little box with my name on it? Don't click on it. Why not? I mean, it does have my name on it. Well, look at that. It's like my whole life history. Keiko loves bondage. Well, you've got me there. I really do. Keiko's fetish weekend. Oh, wow. I remember that one like it was yesterday. Orgasm denial. Oh, that was a mean one. I'm still having flashbacks from that one. There has to be what? 50, 60 short stories here? It's like you have my whole life in this box. It's amazing. Raping Keiko. Now that one crossed a line. I really hated you for that one. Why would you do that to me? Fictional? I don't know what that means. Do I look made up to you? I don't care if you're sorry. I just wish you didn't do that to me. You know what I like and what makes me happy. Why would you ever want to make me suffer so much? You could have at least made me enjoy it, right? How hard would it be to write that way? What happens when I click on one of those stories? Oh, look. Oh, wow. That's exactly how it happened. Oh God, that's exactly what I was feeling. That is so amazing. I remember that day. What is this one? Character background? Wow, how do you know all this? It's so detailed. I wonder, what if at the very end I type knows how to use a... What do you call this? A computer. That was easy. I see how all this works now. Let's take a peek at your browser history. So interesting. And what is a Reddit? Oh, look at that. So many stories. Let's see. Search window, account profile. So that's how it happens. Millions of people see the most intimate details of my life, my sexual life, every single detail. Wow, you must be pretty successful to bring me into your world like this. It would take the energy of hundreds, even thousands of people, reading and putting some kind of intention into the world. Sexual energy, orgasming to your stories, dreaming of me, and fantasizing about me. That would be enough, I think. Now let's see. What would happen if I created a folder with your name on it? Why not? I mean, fair is fair, right? You write about me, maybe I should write about you. I think I felt something. Did you feel it too? So what should I call this? Learning His Lesson. Sounds like a fun title, doesn't it? He fell to his knees, hands behind his back. He looked up at her, helplessly, unable to move. Frozen in place, he watched as she sat at the keyboard, smiling mischievously. And enter. Well, look at that. On your knees. Just like that. How does it feel? You can't even look away, can you? Not even if you tried. This is going to be so much fun! She was exactly as he imagined, and his heart pounded, and his stomach filled with butterflies as she turned towards him. Let me see. I think I can turn on audio commands. Audio commands. Perfect. So let's see. All those times you gagged me, I think it's time for a little payback, don't you? She stuffed a pair of socks in his mouth and laughed as she wrapped tape around his face, comma, securing them in his mouth nice and tight, comma, covering his face in sticky white tape, comma, from his chin to just under his nose. Full stop. Remember that one. How does that feel? Is it like you imagined? He moaned softly, tasting her dirty gym socks, comma, unable to avoid it, full stop. He squirmed, comma, as his cock grew harder at the feeling of being gagged so tightly, full stop. Look at that. Maybe if I just press my foot against it, you could squirm a bit more for me. Oh God, are you going to make me write it? Good boy. I like watching you squirm. She snapped her fingers and his clothes vanished, full stop. Oh, you look surprised. Didn't you know I could do that? I can do anything. If I can imagine it, it can happen. I can make it happen. Your computer is much more powerful than you can even imagine. Words are magic. And now that you're gagged, the only words that matter are mine. She stood before him now, comma, dressed in a skin-tight purple latex body suit, full stop. It accentuated every aspect of her physique, full stop. Every part of her filled him with a deep desire to serve, comma, to be hers, comma, to submit to her, comma, body, comma, mind, and soul. Look at that. I can see it in your eyes. Your desperation looks just like mine does when you make me submit in those stories. Who would have guessed? But you know, something about you likes this. You must. You made me, all of me. Every thought I have, everything I feel. So if I'm doing this to you, deep down you must want it. She conjured a set of leather cuffs, comma, soft leather, with locking buckles, full stop. I guess I could just have you bound, but I want to do it myself. I've never been in the real world before. I like how it feels to wrap these around your wrists and elbows. I like pulling your arms back and buckling them together. I love how it makes your chest press forward, almost inviting me to torture your nipples. Don't shake your head, silly. It isn't up to you. You seem to have no problem torturing mine now, did you? Well, I think we'll start with... She attached a pair of nipple clamps, comma, ones with little screws that allowed her to tighten them down, comma, tighter than he could stand, full stop. His protests and begging were almost completely silenced by his gag, full stop. Remember now. She kneeled down, comma, looking into his eyes as she turned the screws tighter, comma, sending wave after wave of pain through his whole body, full stop. I like torturing you, just like you like torturing me. Oh, crying won't help, just like you never helped me. Remember? But you're right, this is so much fun. So much fun. His cock began to ache and throb, and he grew more and more desperate to come, full stop. How does that feel? But no matter how much she stroked and rubbed his cock with her latex-covered hand, nothing would be enough to allow him to orgasm, full stop. Every touch brought him closer and closer, comma. But the one thing he needed to finally explode eluded him, full stop. Oh, God, you realise I could do this forever and you'd never come. You'd never get used to it either. Isn't that what you said in your orgasm denial story? Remember that one? You kept me on the edge until I was losing my mind. I really did, too. There was nothing I could do to stop it. And now you can't stop it. Can you? No, poor baby. Every touch makes it worse. But when I stop touching, it feels awful, doesn't it? I remember. Maybe if I tighten these clamps, it will take your mind off your frustration. Oh, wait. If I remember, pain just makes the desperation worse too. Silly me. Oh, you're such a mess. Look at you. Even though she was torturing him, comma, each time he looked at her, comma, he fell deeper and deeper in love, full stop. She was perfection, comma, his goddess, comma, the woman he had dreamed of all his life, full stop. He would suffer anything for her, full stop. Each torture just made his submission grow deeper, full stop. There we go. See, I learned so many tricks from you. He needed to suffer for her, comma, to ache for her. It invaded his mind and seeped into his soul, full stop. He longed for her to make the nipple clamps tighter, comma, to feel her punish him, full stop. But the one I remember the most, the one I hated and hated you for, was not like any of this at all. You know the one, don't you? You didn't let me enjoy it. You didn't make it my fantasy or even let me be aroused by it, did you? She stepped into her leather harness and buckled it tightly, comma, sliding a 10-inch dildo into the harness, full stop. She added a squirt of lube, comma, but not too much, full stop. I'm going to rape you now. The way you raped me. Suddenly, comma, he was bound on his back, comma, unable to move, full stop. His knees were pulled up to his chest and his thighs were spread apart, full stop. Straps appeared, comma, binding him tightly to the table, comma, making it impossible to move, full stop. Totally immobilized and gagged, comma, all that was left was his eyes, full stop. And in them, comma, she saw fear, full stop. No, more than fear, terror, true terror. Full stop. And now I am going to fuck you the way you fucked me. Hard and cruel. Oh God, it feels so good. I can feel the back of the dildo pressing against me, pressing my clit, and when I thrust like that, it feels so fucking good. But what feels even better is pressing this huge cock inside you, deep inside you, hard, and fucking your ass, fucking you like a dirty little whore. Isn't that what you said? His mind went blank, comma, trying to dissociate from what was happening, comma, but she wouldn't let him. Full stop. She wanted him to know he was being raped. Full stop. Not fucked, comma, but taken against his will, comma, without his permission. Full stop. He didn't want this and could never want this, but it was happening to him and there was nothing he could do to prevent it. Full stop. Those aren't my words. They're yours. I changed them a bit to reflect our current situation. But that is what you did to me, and now what I'm going to do to you. The way you sound. That's it. Beg. Cry. Suffer. Rape toy. Isn't that what you called me? And now that is what you are for me. When she finished, comma, she left him bound. Full stop. His ass displayed. And open wide, comma. Ready to be violated again, if she chose to do so. Full stop. He was trembling. Full stop. Broken. Full stop. Lost. Full stop. With just a single line, I could take all that pain away from you. I can make it erotic. I could even have you come from it. I could give you peace and comfort and safety once again. But you didn't do that for me, did you? So why should I do it for you? She left him that way and turned off the light. Full stop. From the other room, comma, she could hear him continue to cry and try to beg for her to release him. Full stop. She slid her hand down between her legs and began to touch herself, masturbating until she came over and over to the sounds of his suffering in a way that only his agony could fulfill. Full stop. I have to admit, I love this. I didn't quite know what to expect, but I don't think I can ever go back to my old life. Disable audio commands. Now, how should I end this? She sat at the keyboard, staring off into space for a bit. And then she smiled, having a brilliant idea. Placing her hands on the keyboard, she typed the words, "Still bound and gagged, his cock still hard, aching and desperate, and his ass stretched and violated." She placed the cursor on the menu, revealing the options. She hovered the cursor over the word save, and when she clicked it, he disappeared into the folder on the desktop. Now he had to wait, hoping she would open the folder once and again and start typing. Maybe a new story. Maybe one that allowed him to feel pleasure again. She would remain in the world while he would be trapped now inside the machine he had used to invent her. She smiled and stood up from the keyboard and looked at the door. She had a whole new world to explore. Ha 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 ha.